God's perfect will for your life does not have to remain a mystery. There is a way to discover His plan and path for your life. Don't miss a moment of today's Believer's Voice of Victory with Gloria Copeland.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory. We're talking about 24 things from the 12th chapter of Romans to keep you in the will of God. Now, I have to do these 24 things from the Amplified Bible. And so we've talked about 1, dedicate your body to God. 2, be transformed. 3, don't overestimate yourself. 4 is use your gift and give yourself to it. 5 is love with sincerity, which was where we were yesterday. And this is from Romans 12:9. And I have one more thing I want to say about that. And it says in the Amplified Bible, let your love be sincere, a real thing. Then I want to read over here. We read all about love. Love that's not touchy, fretful, or resentful, pays no attention to a suffered wrong. Love forgives, and so on. And then in the first verse of the next chapter says, eagerly pursue and seek to acquire this love. Make it your aim, your great quest. Walking in love is our commandment. When we walk in love, we keep all the commandments. If you love somebody, you won't be killing them. If you love somebody, you won't steal from them. If you love somebody, you will not be stealing their wives, and so on. So, this says we're to pursue and eagerly acquire this love, make it your aim, your great quest, and earnestly desire the spiritual endowments or the gifts of the Spirit. So now we're going to talk about dedicate your body, be transformed, don't overestimate yourself, use your gift and give yourself to it. Love with sincerity. And 6 is hate evil. Turn from it. So in 1 Corinthians 12:9, it says this to us. Romans 12:9, it says, let your love be sincere, a real thing. Hate what is evil. You and I are to have no fellowship with darkness. Loathe all ungodliness. Loathe it. Loathe all ungodliness. Turn in horror from wickedness. So this 6 is to hate evil. Turn from it. What fellowship has light with darkness? Now here are some scriptures that we're going to look at today. Proverbs 3:7-8. To back that up, Proverbs 3:7-8 says, Proverbs is such a wonderful book. Be not wise in your own eyes. Well, that would agree with don't overestimate yourself also. Be not wise in your own eyes. Reverently fear and worship the Lord and turn entirely away from evil. It shall be, this turning entirely away from evil, it shall be health to your nerves and sinews and marrow and moistening to your bones. So turning away from evil brings health to you. Glory to God. Turning away from evil shuts the door on the devil. Turning away from evil will cause you to prosper and to be blessed and things to work well with you. We have nothing in common with evil. We are to resist the devil, the scripture says, and he will flee from us. Now, Titus 2:11, let's look at that. I'm using all these in the Amplified Bible. Titus 2:11, which is a wonderful translation. I used it almost exclusively for many, many years, and I still do use it a lot. Titus 2:11 says, for the grace, it's been talking about don't steal, how to treat people right. Verse 10 says, don't steal by taking things with small value, but prove yourself truly loyal and entirely reliable and faithful. Then it says in verse 11, for the grace of God, is that where I'm going? Let me double check. 2:11 through 14. For the grace of God His unmerited favor and blessing has come forward for the deliverance from sin and an eternal salvation for all mankind. So the grace of God is the favor of God. It is the favor of God, I should say, for us to be delivered of sin. You know, you can never be on top. You'll never be a winner. You'll never be prosperous in God. You might be prosperous in money, but prosperity is more than just money. Prosperity is having money and enjoying life and walking in the goodness and the blessing of God. You can have it all in God. That's good. It has trained us, the grace of God, it has trained us to reject and renounce all ungodliness. It's a favor of God. It's the grace of God that teaches us to reject ungodliness and worldly passionate desires, to help us to live discreet, self-controlled, upright, devout, spiritually whole lives in this present world, awaiting and looking for the fulfillment, the realization of our blessed hope, even the glorious appearing of our Lord, our God and Savior, Jesus Christ, the Messiah, the Anointed One, who gave himself on our behalf that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify for himself a people to be especially or peculiarly his own. People who are eager and enthusiastic about living a life that is good and filled with beneficial deeds. Hallelujah. The turn, this six, number six in these steps is hate evil. Turn from it. What fellowship does light have with darkness? And this scripture says in Titus to despise evil. I mean, you don't want to go there. You don't want to go there. You don't have any desire to go there. You go where the Spirit of God is moving. And once you see real life, that other life over there in the darkness, it looks like the pits. You don't even think about going in there. You don't even think about getting drunk or stealing or cursing or doing the things that is done in the darkness. What is the reward of that? There is no reward in sin, only damnation in sin, even while you're still here in the earth. So we hate evil and we turn from it. Proverbs 8:13, one more scripture there. Let's look at it. If you want to live a happy life, a joy-filled life, a blessed life, you got to stay out of the darkness. That's not where life is. You can't walk in both places. Proverbs 8:13 says, "The reverent and worshipful fear of the worshipful awe of the Lord includes the hatred of evil." So if you walk in the fear of the Lord, you're going to hate what is evil. Now, if you're just getting started and you're still trying to battle between the two places, throw yourself over on the mercy of God. Get in a good church that teaches you the Word of God, how to walk by the Word. The Word going in your eyes and in your ears will separate you. It will set you apart. It will cause those bad habits to fall away from you. There is deliverance for you and help. And people, good churches that teach the Bible can help you. You need to get in there and grow in the name of Jesus. Get in your Bible. Read your Bible. I didn't have a church for a long, long time. But I had a Bible. And I read that Bible. And I loved that Bible. And I read it. And whatever I saw in there, I believed it. And I began to do it. And the Lord began to show me and bless me and separate me. And he'll do the same for you. He's no respecter of persons. This says in Proverbs 8:13, "The reverent and worshipful fear of the Lord, or awe of the Lord, includes the hatred of evil. Pride and arrogance in the evil way and perverted and twisted speech." Let me start over again. The reverent fear and worshipful awe of the Lord includes the hatred of evil. Pride and arrogance, the evil way, and perverted and twisted speech I hate, Proverbs says, wisdom says. Pride and arrogance in the evil way, the perverted way, twisted speech I hate. I have counsel and sound knowledge. I have understanding. I have might and power. By me, by the wisdom of God, kings reign and rulers decree justice. By me, princes rule and nobles, even all the judges and governors of the earth. Wisdom says, I love those who love me and those who seek me early and diligently shall find me. So you can turn your back on evil and darkness, and you can search after the wisdom of God, and you can love wisdom and find it in His Word, and you can seek Him early and diligently, and you'll find riches. You'll find God, verse 18 says, riches and honor are with me, enduring wealth and righteousness, uprightness in every area of life, and relation and right standing with God. My fruit, wisdom's fruit, the way God does things, knowing that, walking in it, is better than gold, yes, and refined gold, and my increase than silver, choice silver. Verse 20 says, I, wisdom, walk in righteousness, moral and spiritual rectitude in every area and relation in the midst of the paths of justice. That I, being wisdom, the wisdom of God, the wisdom you find in the Bible, that I, wisdom, may cause those who love me to inherit riches, and that I may fill their treasuries. Hallelujah. So the blessing of the Lord is on the loving of God's wisdom. You hate evil, you turn from it, you disregard it, you have nothing to do with it. You rebuke it. You cast it out of your life. You know what's right and wrong. You know, according to the Word of God, what's right and wrong. And the more you study the Word of God, the more you fine-tune your understanding of what pleases God and what the wisdom of God is. So it's up to us. We can have it if we want it. The wisdom of God includes the hatred of evil, pride, arrogance, and the evil way, perverted and twisted speech. In Jesus' name, we turn from those things. Look at 1 Corinthians 15. And we're still under hating evil. Turn from it. Hate it so much that you'll have nothing to do with it. And 15:33 says, Do not be so deceived and misled. Evil companionships. Don't hang out in those dark places. Don't go where you used to hang out. If you're a new creature in Christ Jesus, you don't need to be down there in the dark doing what people do in the dark. You need to be walking with God. Do not be so deceived and misled. Evil companionships, communions, associations corrupt and deprave good manners and morals and character. Awake from your drunken stupor and return to sober sense, your right minds, and sin no more. You don't have to live in sin. You can live without sin, but you can't do it by yourself. God's got to help you, and in a healthy daily dose of the Word of God will keep your thinking straight. Otherwise, it's easy to be pulled back into the darkness. After you get born again, you've got to get involved with people who can teach you the Word of God. And you've got to read the Bible for yourself. You can't just expect to get born again, never spend the time finding out about God, what He thinks about things, what He wants you to do, and expect to walk in victory. It won't happen. But the Bible says you'll know the truth, and the truth will make you free. Glory to God. If you'll seek after it, God will get it to you. Awake from your drunken stupor and return to sober sense and your right minds and sin no more. So it is entirely possible for you not to sin. Don't let people tell you you can't live a moral life. You can live a moral life if you're in Christ Jesus. And when we do slip up and mess up and sin, what do? We take it before the Lord. He saw it anyway. We repent of it. We confess it. We ask for forgiveness. And when we ask for forgiveness, the Bible says He's faithful and just to forgive us of all of our sins. Hallelujah. So if we'll walk with God, even when we make mistakes, we turn quickly, we repent, we get right back in there, we'll give the devil no place to work. He'll, the prince of darkness, the one who comes to steal, to kill and destroy, will have no place in us. Hallelujah. Do not be so deceived and misled. Evil companionships, communion, associations corrupt and deprave good manners and morals and character. Awake from your drunken stupor to and return to sober sense and your right mind and sin no more. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So that's the way we live. We live, we hate evil, we turn from it, we walk with God, we spend time with Him, we let Him renew our mind and our thinking and teach us what pleases Him and what displeases Him. And when we see in the Word of God things that displease God, we have the power, the ability to shut the door on the devil and say, no, I'm not. When we see things in our lives that's not right, we can say, no, I'm not going there. Even if you've already been there, you repent, you get rid of it. Yes, but I keep doing it over and over. Stay with it. Even though you've had to repent a number of times over situations, don't give up. Keep your eyes on the Word. You'll gain strength. You'll, as you see in the Word of God, faith will come into your heart and faith will rise up and rebuke that thing finally and forever out of your life. Don't quit walking with God. Don't quit resisting the devil. If you need help, go somewhere and get help. Go to a good Bible-believing church and get help. People love you there. So, we hate evil. We turn from it. Here's what one woman said about a sin that I think is excellent. When Christians choose the society and unbelieving, now wait, is that right? When Christians choose the society of the ungodly and unbelieving, they expose themselves to temptation. Familiarity with sin will inevitably cause it to appear less repulsive. When you get born again, you keep going back to those same old places where people are living in darkness, talking in darkness, acting in darkness. You'll get back into it if you're not careful. You don't need to go there. You're not a child of the darkness anymore. You're a child of the light. You make new friends. Love your old friends. Minister to them when you can. But you can't hang out there anymore. It'll come back on you and it'll just all the more seem more and more all right. It says it. Sin will inevitably cause... familiarity with sin will inevitably cause it to appear less repulsive. When we place ourselves under temptation, we shall fall sooner or later. So don't hang out in those places anymore. You hate evil. You turn from it. Don't hang out there in the name of Jesus. The next thing comes from Romans 12 and verse 9. Romans, this 12th chapter of Romans has got some good advice for us. It says, Romans 9 says, never lag in zeal and in earnest endeavor. Be aglow and burning with the Spirit, serving the Lord. Don't be noncommittal. Don't be undisciplined and undedicated where your life with God is concerned. Don't be lazy Christian that doesn't fellowship with those who are strong in the Lord, doesn't pray, doesn't read the Word. The more you go for God, the stronger you'll get, and the stronger you are, the more the peace of God will come into your life, the more the blessing will come into your life. This number 7 is hold fast to that which is good. This says in verse 9, let me read it again. The very last part, well, this verse is loaded. It says, it's got 5, 6, and 7 in it. Let your love be sincere, a real thing. That's 5. Hate what is evil and turn in horror from wickedness. Loathe ungodliness. That's 6. Number 7 is hold fast to that which is good. Don't let the devil tempt you out of it. Don't let him talk you out of doing right. Don't let him say, oh, it doesn't matter if you do that. You know, God, even though the word says that, that must be for somebody else. You know, you can't help yourself, you poor little thing. You just go right ahead and do what it is you need to do. No, that's the devil. You're not a poor little thing anymore if you've been born again. You're a powerful being. You're born of the Spirit of God. The Holy Spirit lives in you. So what do? When temptations come, you speak to the devil and you rebuke him and you say, shut up. I always think about Courtney and Max when I say this, because when they were little, that's my grandchildren, Kelly's son, John's daughter, and they were just little kids, and they were fighting in the back seat, you know, and are talking or doing something, and one of them said, what was it? Courtney said, her mother spoke to her, and she said, that the devil talked to me. And her mother said, what was it? And she said, he told me to break Max's leg. They were just little bitty kids. Well, I'm telling you, when the devil talks to you, don't do what he says in the name of Jesus. When you hear things you know are temptation, opposite of the Word of God, what does the Bible tell us to do? Resist the devil and he will flee from you. You've got authority over him in the name of Jesus. You lose that. I'll tell you what happened with Courtney that day. I just remember it. Her mother heard her say, get out of here, devil. Shut up, devil. And she said, what is it, Courtney? And she said, the devil just told me to break Max's leg. Well, that's what you've got to do with the devil. You've got to tell him to shut up. Get out. Don't let him have your thoughts in your mind in the name of Jesus. So hold fast to that which is good. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. And we go down to, we'll just stop here for today and we'll take up here tomorrow. You know, this is loaded. This is powerfully loaded with good advice to us. And if we'll walk in the light of what the Bible says, we can be free. We'll know the truth and we will act on the truth. And we will be free from darkness, from the lies of the devil, from the influence of the devil. But if you're just going to be a lazy Christian and you're not going to spend time in the Word, you know, the Word brings faith. If you don't spend time in the Word and hear the Word, you will not have faith. And without faith, you won't resist the devil. Without faith, you won't be able to lay hold of the blessing of God. And without the Word of God in your eyes, in your ears continually, you cannot have faith. Don't go away and I'll be right back.
In a world out of sync, beating to its own rhythm, God has a different way for you to live by His Spirit. Escape the detours, miss the wrong turns, and get your life going in the right direction with God's Word and the power of faith.
And you can walk in victory every day of your life in this earth if you will learn to walk with God every day.
Walk in the Spirit, a dynamic, life-changing teaching by Gloria Copeland, is just the resource you need to help get your life in sync with God's Spirit. You'll learn how to tap into all that God has planned for you, discover how to develop faithfulness to God, overcome the struggle to control your own life, find out how to live a life pleasing to God, and learn more about the benefits of living in obedience to God and His Word. Start living a whole new life today, walking in the Spirit. To order your copy of Walk in the Spirit, log on to kcm.org and order online. This dynamic CD series by Gloria Copeland is now available for just $16.99. Walk in the Spirit is a great teaching for anyone who wants to be guided by the Holy Spirit and walk out God's plan for their lives. To request your copy by phone, call 800-575-4455. Or if you prefer to write, the address is Kenneth Copeland, Fort Worth, Texas, 76192.
This set of CDs will help you develop your ability to walk in the Spirit. When you walk in the Spirit, you can hear from God. You'll have direction. You'll have guidance. You'll be able to hear from God information that you would not have otherwise, that will tell you what direction to go. Do this, do that. This will happen. You'll be able to hear from God. And I'm telling you, that makes all the difference in the world. We spend time in the written word, and we obey it, and then we listen to the Spirit of God on the inside of us, and we walk in the light of what He tells us. The Word doesn't tell you what to do with your life, specifically where to go to work, what to do. The Spirit of God will tell you that. But if you'll get sound in the Word, and you'll learn to walk in the Spirit and pay attention to what you get on the inside of you, you'll be able to know where your job is and what thing you should do and what man you should marry. And oh my, life would be so much more wonderful when we walk in the Spirit and we walk in His will. His will for us is always the highest and the best. I want to pray for you today. Father, I'm asking you, Lord, I pray for the people. I rebuke every pain, every sickness, every disease in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now you be healed from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. Take your healing. Just take it now. Do what you couldn't do before. Begin to act on it in Jesus' name and receive your healing in the name of Jesus. In less than a month and a half, we'll be in Branson, Missouri at the Victory Campaign, March the 6th through the 8th at Faith Life Church, Keith and Phyllis Moore's great church. They have a new building. We have more room this year. We go there every year because it's such a marvelous meeting. And you'll love going there. You'll like that city of Branson is a great city that honors God. We'll have healing school Saturday morning. And we always have healing school in our meetings. Jesus always comes because people always get healed. So we know He's there doing the work. And you come believing God. Come believing for the Lord to minister to you the answers you need right now in your life. And healing in your body and the direction for your life in Jesus' name. This is Gloria Copeland reminding you that Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us today on the Believer's Voice of Victory. For more information on Kenneth Copeland Ministries or to order a copy of today's broadcast, log on to our website at kcm.org or call us toll-free 800-575-4455. Kenneth Copeland Ministries is here for you with teaching tools, prayer, and other ministry resources to help you live in faith and victory every day. This is the year of fullness of blessing, a time for you to receive the blessing without measure. Take the time to intentionally immerse yourself in God's Word and allow it to transform your life. Dive in at the 2008 Branson Victory Campaign. Join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland for 3 days of soaking in God's Word, March 6th to the 8th at the new location of Faith Life Church, 3701 State Highway 76 in Branson, Missouri. Visit kcm.org or call 800-600-7395.